I'd say the other big thing was a friend of mine from Knoxville, Gary Lloyd. He had moved here 1984, just about a month before I did. And he had done some work at Creative Workshop in Berry Hill. And he was working with Buzz Kasin, but he obviously knew Brent Mayer, who's, you know, that was where Brent worked. So he'd run into Brent all the time. So one time I was over there, I guess it's around, you know, maybe a month or two after I'd moved to Nashville, and I was playing on one of Gary's demos, and Brent Mayer walked in the studio and he heard it and, you know, was real interested in who I was and, you know, what I was doing. And so he, you know, took my number. So, and about 2 years later, he called me to play on a Judge record. So,
and that's when you started playing with the Judds.
Well, I never did actually played on the road with them. But,
right.
But yeah, that was a, played on, I think, three of the records. So.
Well, you've played with hundreds of artists in lots of different styles. When I was researching you for this interview, I counted over 100 that I know. I mean, they were all folks I know, and many of those records I'd heard and enjoyed. Did you have an influence yourself? Was there anyone in particular as a harmonica player that influenced you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, when I started playing, like, as you know, of course, I'd heard my dad play, and I'd heard, you know, harmonica here and there, Beatles records and, you know, different things. And the guys I were playing with were really doing rock stuff, you know, like Allman Brothers, but then they would also get into stuff like Uriah Heep and, you know, all these bands. So basically I was just hearing the harmonica that was on those records, you know. I had a friend who, turned out to be a great friend, but we had just kind of met, but he had a little record store in Cleveland, Tennessee. So I used to hang out there, and when I started playing harmonica, he knew the people I needed to listen to. I guess the first thing was a Little Walter record, you know, which just blew my mind when I heard that. And soon after, I heard Charlie McCoy's first solo album, and which flipped me out too. So those two probably main influences, and then Paul Butterfield was a huge influence. And I'd heard some he played on one of the Woodstock albums, but that was before I really was focusing on harmonica. And once I started playing, I got Paul Butterfield albums and was heavily influenced by him. And also Sonny Boy Williamson was another, who's actually in blues lore. It's actually Sonny Boy too. You know, Rice Miller, not to be confused with John Lee Williamson, Sonny Boy One. Which I had his records too, but I'd say those four guys, Sonny Boy and Charlie and Little Walter, Paul Butterfield, were the main guys.
You also played a lot live and over your career with a lot of different people. Do you have a preference for playing live or playing in the studio?
You know, I like both. You know, they're both different, but I couldn't see myself ever just doing one or the other, you know. I've always done both.
Do you have any advice at all that you'd like to give the folks that are listening to this interview? Someone that's come here to play music. You moved here to play music, and then in 2011, Nashville. Any advice to the pickers out there?
I would say it's probably harder now because there's not as much going on. You know, with unfortunately that. The internet's been a great thing, but it's also been a terrible thing for the music business. Illegal downloading is basically cut everything in half, you know, at this point, and hopefully that'll change, but that's basically the reality of it now. You know, there's still people still writing songs, people still singing songs, people still playing songs. So you can't let it discourage you. You know, if it's your passion, you really believe in it, that's what you want to do, you should go for it.
You've made two albums yourself as an artist.
I have, yeah.
Would you talk about your first one?
Well, the first one, I was really kind of puzzled on what to do for a, a solo album because at the time I was having so much fun, and I still do that some, but at that time I was probably playing with more singer-songwriters around town, more different singer-songwriters, you know. And so I kind of had the idea to just, there was one song that I'd co-written that was about the harmonica. And there's another song that a friend of mine wrote that was about the harmonica. So I had the idea, I said, well, if I could kind of make those songs the bookends on the album, and then pick some other songs that, you know, featured the harp some, but not, you know, they weren't instrumental, and get all these great singer-songwriters that have been playing around town with to record them with me. So that's what I did. And I had Fred Knobloch and Tony Arata and Verlin Thompson, Susie Ragsdale, and Malcolm Holcomb. And they each did two or three songs each. So
yeah, great record.
That was the idea.